President-elect Joe Biden is set to formally introduce his top economic team, but it's already known that women will take several of the senior roles. Former central bank chief Janet Yellen is his pick for Treasury Secretary, the first female to hold the portfolio. Economist Cecilia Rouse will be the first black woman to lead the Council of Economic Advisers. And Mr. Biden has also received his first full classified intelligence briefing since winning the election. Well, Simon Marks is joining us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, what does Mr. Biden's team picks say about the likely direction of his economic policy?
Well, I think it gives us a very clear indication, Jill, that he's trying to thread a needle. He recognises that he is under enormous pressure from progressives within the Democratic Party, people supportive of Senator Bernie Sanders during the Democrats' primary process, to place an enormous degree of emphasis on those people who have been most badly hit by the economic fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. And so it was notable yesterday, for example, that former President Bill Clinton tweeted an interview that he had filmed with Janet Yellen, the former Fed chair, now tipped by President-elect Joe Biden to be America's next Treasury Secretary, provided she wins Senate confirmation, in which she was talking extensively about the need to assist America's poorest the most in terms of economic policy. But it also shows that he's trying to convey a message of stability to the financial markets. They know Janet Yellen. They know many of the other women and men that are members of this particular team. And the financial market certainly reacted last week very positively to the rumour that Janet Yellen was going to be nominated Treasury Secretary. So I think they'll be looking to hear from her today and from some of these other nominees more indications of what they will argue will be a pro-growth strategy, even as they pledge to try and, as Janet Yellen put it yesterday, restore the American dream for everyone, every day during their terms in office.
Well, so Simon, in another sign that time is ticking down, the president's main coronavirus advisor has resigned, saying that it was an honor and privilege to serve the country.
Yes, I think there are large numbers of people in the country that wouldn't necessarily agree with that sentiment with regard to Dr. Scott Atlas, who has left the White House after having found himself in a situation where other members of the president's coronavirus task force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx, would have nothing to do with Scott Atlas. He was a radiologist. He had no experience in pandemics or infectious diseases. He did espouse exactly the kinds of ideas that President Trump has espoused, particularly with the regard to the lack of a need, as he saw it, for any kind of an economic lockdown to be caused by the pandemic. Scott Atlas became known as the White House for being the public health official who was never seen wearing a face mask on White House grounds. And his employer, the Hoover Institution at Stanford University in California, has been under relentless public pressure to cut ties with Dr. Atlas because of many of the media appearances that he made and the message that he was delivering to the American public, which was essentially, you don't really need to worry about the pandemic. Continue with your daily life as normal. So he's gone from the president's inner circle. This came after a very controversial tweet in which he appeared to be encouraging the people of Michigan to rise up against COVID-19 restrictions that the governor there had imposed. I don't think we're going to be seeing him back at the White House, even in the remaining days of President Trump's administration.
Thanks very much, Simon, for your insight. Simon Marks is speaking to us from Washington, D.C.